With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The University of Montana announced preliminary fall enrollment numbers today.
The bottom line is that we're down.
Tom Crady, the school's vice president for enrollment, said the number of students is down 4.8% from last year. University of Montana enrollment has dropped every year since peaking at more than 15,000 students in 2011. But, Crady said, enrollment this fall is high enough to align with recent budget projections, meaning layoffs of the kind the university saw last year are unlikely.
The number one thing I focus on is whether or not we're going to hit our budget target. And for all practical purposes, we surpassed that today. So that's good news from my point of view.
Crady, who was hired in July, says his goal is to double the number of applicants to the university by 18 months from now. He says the school should emphasize that it's uncrowded and a bargain. Crady says he thinks the University of Montana has a great reputation with people out of state. Robbie Knievel, the youngest son of late motorcycle daredevil Evel Knievel, has received a 2-year deferred sentence for a drunk driving crash in Butte. The Montana Standard reports Knievel said in court yesterday he was definitely guilty of endangering those who were involved in a 4-car pileup after he ran a red light in Butte on April 21, 2015. The 54-year-old pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor count of driving under the influence, a second offense, and was ordered to complete 40 hours of community service. Knievel, who was overcome with emotion at the hearing, said, "I would like to say from the bottom of my heart, I thank God nobody got hurt." He says he has been sober since his arrest. China is one of the top beef-consuming nations in the world, but American producers have been locked out of that lucrative market since a mad cow disease scare 13 years ago. That changed this week. Edward O'Brien reports.
Republican Senator Steve Daines describes China's decision to end its ban on U.S. beef as, quote, game-changing news for Montana ranchers.
The beef market is critical to Montana jobs and the Montana economy. Think about this, with over 95% of the world's consumers living outside the U.S., opening markets abroad for Montana agriculture exports is absolutely essential.
Beef prices have tumbled after record highs were recorded last year. Eric Belasco, an agricultural economist at Montana State University, says foreign demand could possibly help raise those prices again.
Just because we have a history of producing sort of high-quality beef products that could be sent over to these countries.
Those potential higher prices may not happen immediately, but Belasco says this week's announcement could have important long-term ramifications for Montana ranchers.
I think these kind of trade deals are important looking forward. You know, you think about what is ranching going to look like in 20, 30, 50 years. I think these trade deals are really critical to make sure that ranching is still profitable moving forward.
Senator John Tester and Governor Steve Bullock, who are both Democrats, issued press releases praising the China deal as positive for the state's economy. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
A grand opening celebration is planned in Great Falls this weekend for a program aimed at helping homeless veterans get off the streets. The St. Vincent de Paul Grace Home will house up to 10 veterans at a time while helping them look for work and their own housing. St. Vincent de Paul estimates as many as 50 veterans are homeless on any given night in Great Falls. Tomorrow's celebration starts at 2 p.m. There will be a silent auction, barbecue, and tours of the home. Officials for a Montana health insurance company say the company will shut down next year. Ryan O'Connell of New West Health Services said today the company will cease operations after it fulfills its requirements for this year's insurance plans. A company CEO says it is not able to be financially successful with health insurance industry's increasing complexity and new challenges. New West will continue to process claims from this year in 2017. New West has 15,000 customers, including 14,000 with Medicare Advantage coverage. It employs 84 people in Helena, Kalispell, and Billings. Policyholders can choose another health plan beginning next month. In 2012, New West sold over 10,000 hospital employee policies to Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana and its commercial health insurance business to Pacific Source. Governor Steve Bullock has repeatedly claimed Montana is the most fiscally prudent state in the nation in his re-election campaign. But the 2014 report the Democrat cites was updated this year with state data collected under new reporting requirements. Montana now ranks 26th. The 2014 report by J.P. Morgan analyzed what percentage of revenue each state pays toward its debt and pension obligations. Montana fared best among states in that report. Montana's ranking fell when the report was updated in May with data submitted by the states under new reporting requirements. Bullock Budget Director Dan Villa said today the new requirements skew the results, and Montana's finances have only improved. Aaron Flint, spokesman for Republican candidate Greg Gianforte, criticized Bullock for trying to discredit the update of the report he had been touting. A 59-year-old Billings man died when the vehicle he was riding in crashed on Interstate 94 near Glendive. The Montana Highway Patrol says the 34-year-old driver fell asleep and the cargo van went off the highway shortly after 2 p.m. yesterday. The driver overcorrected and the vehicle crossed both lanes, went into the median, and rolled. The Billings Gazette reports the victim, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was thrown from the van and died at the scene. His name has not been released. The driver suffered minor injuries. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.